1967. Continues to train hard. 2 years later, overtrains again, gets injured again. And once again, for over a month, he can't run at all. And then enters the Belgian marathon. Breaks his own personal best, breaks the world record. 2 minutes, 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 33 seconds. A world record, or world best, that holds for 12 years. This is when trainers and athletes began to understand the importance of tapering, the importance of taking time off, the importance of recovery. There can be too much of a good thing. Very similar story. Joanne Benoit ended up winning the 1984 Los Angeles Marathon after having been injured and was forced to take time off. The Danish soccer team, another example, I think it was 1991, ended up winning the European Championship after being out of the competition and being brought in the last minute because Yugoslavia was just breaking apart at the time. So they came in as a replacement for Yugoslavia, literally taking the Danish team after it was eliminated from the prelims, bringing them from the beach to play in the tournament. But they had recovered, they were fresh, they were ready to go. Recovery is important in sports, it's important on the psychological level. Okay, so exercise is good. It's the wonder drug, the first part of the cocktail, I would argue, well, one of the most important ones. And yet, most people, not at Harvard necessarily, but most people around the world don't exercise.